Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. It's potent and it's also deadly. In fact, the CDC connects fentanyl and other synthetic opioids to about a third of the 64,000 overdose deaths in the United States in 2016. As dangerous as fentanyl is, often drug users don't know that it's mixed into a drug they're about to inject, but there is a way they can find out.
This is a test strip that tests for fentanyl. If you had a little bit of the drug, you could pop in here. You would add a little bit of water, and then you use this test strip, hold it in, and if there was fentanyl present, two red lines or pink lines would appear.
You're listening to Mark Townsend there demonstrating the use of a test strip that can detect the presence of fentanyl in heroin. Mark works for a needle exchange program in New York City, and his team regularly distributes these test strips to the community there.
People have come to me and said, well, I tested and it was positive, but people are in such desperate straits, they would even use this even if it tests positive, pretty much.
So once somebody finds out that their sample of drugs contains dangerous fentanyl, what do they do next? And how important a tool are these test strips in the face of the opioid crisis in this country? I put that question to Leo Beletsky. He's Associate Professor of Law and Health Sciences at Northeastern University.
So what these test strips do is essentially provide a yes or no answer. So they cannot tell you how much fentanyl is in a specific sample, but they can provide essentially an answer to the question, does this sample have fentanyl in it? And recent research out of Johns Hopkins and Brown University called the FORECAST study suggests that the fentanyl testing strips are actually pretty good at answering that question.
So then how exactly are the strips meant to be used in the real world? We just heard Mark Townsend at the top there say that even when a test strip says, yes, there's fentanyl in this sample, a lot of people are desperate and they will use anyway. So if a drug user uses a strip and it detects fentanyl, what's next?
The optimal response would be for the person to not use a sample of drugs that has fentanyl mixed in it. But if they're going to use it, there are specific steps they can take to reduce their risk. The New York City Department of Health had a big information push about this about a year ago. Those tips are essentially don't use alone, do the drug slowly, make sure that naloxone is close at hand because fentanyl-related overdose is much more rapid onset, so it can happen within minutes versus heroin-related overdose typically takes from 30 to 60 to even 90 minutes.
Leo, do we have any sense of how well these strips have prevented overdoses in places where they are being used, like in New York?
We do not. This is a relatively new intervention, a relatively new tool for harm reduction programs. And I think that much more research needs to be done. And also, this is a relatively blunt tool. I think going forward, it would be great to deploy better technology to be able to test for how much fentanyl is in the supply. And also, I think it's important to note that the use of testing technology is something that can be deployed by public health folks as well to monitor on a broader level what the supply looks like and where it's changing and where fentanyl is really being concentrated in the supply so that we can deploy public health resources. So there are other uses of drug testing or drug checking technology that are important.
So Leo, we're a little short on data because test strips are relatively new on the scene. So I'll ask you what your feeling is, your professional feeling about how big a role these could play in curbing at least some opioid overdose deaths in this country.
Todd, I think in some ways the testing strips, they facilitate a conversation and they facilitate a risk reduction messaging strategy. I think that in and of themselves, their use is really going to be magnified what people should be doing to reduce their risk in ways that we discussed.
Leo Beletsky, Associate Professor of Law and Health Sciences at Northeastern University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.